Cam Coleman said what? What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And I am currently recording from the wonderful Melio studio, as you can see behind me, my dad's studio for his podcast. But that's not what we're here to talk about, Graham. We're here to talk about Cam Coleman taking some shots at Auburn for absolutely no reason at all.
Dumbest comment ever.
Yeah. I've seen people on X saying, not only can you hate the agent, but you can also hate the player. And it sucks because I used to like Cam Coleman. Now I don't, because you just, for no reason, are taking shots when you're making millions of dollars elsewhere. Like, you left us in the dust and just kick us while you're down, while you're at it. That just tells me the type of person you are in life outside of football. But yeah, if you want to pull up that, I don't know what the context was, like if he was being interviewed about it or, you know, how it came up.
So it was in an interview. It was in like a press conference. And someone asked, you know, he's like, obviously being, you know, from the state of Alabama, how hard is it to leave Auburn and leave the state? And this is what he said. He said, It wasn't really that hard to leave Auburn.
Hmm. Really? Wasn't really that hard, huh? You talking about the face of the program for how many years? 3 years?
Two years?
Like something like that? Like, dude, you were a fan favorite. You were loved throughout the campus. Yet it wasn't hard for you to leave Auburn. I get if money talks, but respectfully, how big of a dumbass do you have to be to have comments like that when we were paying you to be the number one receiver and you couldn't have been more overhyped, overpaid, unclutch when it mattered? I know he caught some balls in the fourth quarter, but you fumble away the iron ball. And, you know, while we're on that, Graham, should we review just some of the notes that, you know, were highlighted as far as his unclutchness? Do you remember the time when we were battling against Arkansas after throwing like 10 interceptions? And on the drive to take the lead, Cam had a 4-yard pass go off his hands for an interception to lose the game. I don't know if that's worth millions of dollars. Not to me. That just proves you're an unclutch ass clown, Mr. Coleman. You remember when the Cal game, when Cam had a 4-yard pass go off his hands into the defenders and we lost by one? You remember that? You remember the time when he fumbled the ball away in the Iron Bowl when everyone and their mom knew that you need to go out of bounds and you decided to stay in bounds? I get for the love of the game and competition, but how dumb can you be in that
situation? I won't blame him there for not going out of bounds. He was just trying to fight to get yards and like
that's
that you needed. But it just was the fact that like you just gotta have better ball security than that.
Well, yeah, you gotta have better ball security and also the awareness. I disagree. You have to have awareness for something like that in a game.
I agree.
That's big.
I agree. You know what I mean? I just don't think that that moment in the game he needed to get out of bounds. We still had enough time on the clock for the position of the field that we were in. We had enough time, and we also like he didn't have to get out of bounds there, in my opinion.
But he still coughed up the ball, though. I mean, that was going to be our last possession of the game, regardless. I don't care how much time was on the clock, but it was enough time to clearly get out of bounds and save timeouts when you needed it, because you were going to need it against an Alabama team that was, you know, it was a dogfight the whole game, and it shouldn't have been, and it was. And he goes, and the lights were too bright, and he just fumbled it away. And I don't know how more unclutch that can be. And, you know, everyone's like, well, he did some things at Auburn. Yeah, he had some highlight plays that showed up every Sunday before Sunday NFL Countdown on SportsCenter every morning. That's it, though. And to me, that's not worth millions of dollars, and I'm glad we're turning the page, getting people there that actually want to be there and that actually want to prove themselves, not someone who is paid out the butt as soon as they get there for not even playing a down yet. I get he has talent out the wazoo. I get that. I get that we had quarterback problems. I get that we had an incompetent head coach in Hugh Freeze, that he, you know, great recruiter. Other than that, not good. Lost his fastball. He's not that good of a coach like people thought he was. But
you know
what? Yeah.
I might play devil's advocate here now that I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
I don't necessarily know if I blame Cam
for
that comment, for saying it wasn't that hard to get out of Auburn. Looking back on it and just talking about this, mm-hmm. I don't blame him. And for some of the reasons that we brought up, now, don't get me wrong. Yeah. He had some moments where that were on him, like the interception, the interceptions mm-hmm. caused were his fault. That's right. A no brainer.
Right.
But man, the two quarterbacks that he had to play with were not good.
Buns.
They were horrible.
Yeah.
So that's number one. I don't blame him. Mm-hmm. The quarterback situation in Auburn sucked. So sure. You want to get out of Auburn because it wasn't a good fit for you in your career. I get that. Mm-hmm. Two, our head coach was incompetent and was calling plays that did not make sense for the moment at all. No. And would just abuse Cam Coleman's power of just sprinting down the field and just throwing a ball up.
Yeah.
That's about it. So coming into filming this, I was like, oh yeah, why would he make this comment? Like, he could have been an Auburn legend. He could have been, you know, this like, if he would have just stayed and everything like that. But thinking back on it, I was like, the situation he was in sucked.
It did.
And sometimes you just need a new start somewhere else. And he went somewhere that, yeah, he's getting paid more money. But honestly, I don't even know how much more it was. I think Auburn was willing to match a lot of money, a lot of offers, but
yeah, even though the agent probably had something predetermined to go to Texas,
getting a better quarterback, I can tell you that, in Arch Manning, he's getting a better quarterback. Now the counter argument there is like, well, he was going to have Byron this year, yeah, but like the damage was already done. Like mm-hmm. he just wanted to get out of Auburn. If you know the situation wasn't great and he wasn't enjoying it, and he had some struggles here. At the end of the day, If you're not going to be 100% bought in, then I get leaving. So I was not expecting to see that argument before coming on to film this. But then as we were talking, I was like, and you were naming some of the stuff, you know, about the quarterback situation. So I was mm-hmm. I don't even blame him.
My thing is though, you come in, you're hyped up to be one of the greatest receivers to put on Auburn uniform, right? Granted, that's a lot of fan base doing that. But also ESPN and everyone on 3, 24/7, you name it, was like, Cam Coleman's a real deal. And he is, in some sense. But from what I've seen the past 2 years, he had balls that were thrown to him that could have helped out in a game, and he crumbled under the pressure because the lights were too bright.
He couldn't catch a slant route. That wasn't happening.
No, which is so weird to me.
Now let me also come back. I'm not saying I agree with the comment. I don't think he should have said that. Mm-hmm. I don't think you, from most of the time, what you hear when a player talks about their former school is like, yeah, I really, you know, I wish them nothing but the best. I enjoyed my time there. Yep. Thankful for everybody that helped me out to get to where I am now. But, you know, for me, this was just the ultimate best decision. And I'm excited to be a Longhorn. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm not supporting his comment. I'm just saying, I don't blame him for feeling that way of it wasn't hard to leave Auburn. Now, I get as a fan, it's like, well, we supported you through all your ups and downs and all your, you know, your deflected mm-hmm. passes that turned into interceptions. We supported you. I get that. But at the end of the day, and that's coming from a fan's perspective, which is I completely understand. But at the end of the day, if I'm trying to look from his point of view, I don't blame him.
I don't know. It's just hard for me to be on that side of the argument, considering he... To me, and I think to a lot of people, for the past 2 years, was the face of the football team. Let's just call it like it is. I mean, he was the most known name on the team, on the roster. Yeah. The Iron Bowl thing where he fumbled the ball. He hadn't done anything like that all year. And just was like, screw it. I'm going to put my head down and see what happens. And you go and do that and fumble the ball and cost us the game. And I don't know, man. It's one of those things where you pay someone so much money to be there in this current era of, you know, college football and NIL and all that comes with that. And you turn around and say something like this with, you know, the support and the backing of pretty much the entire fan base. People were sad when you left, but understood that agents have, you know, kind of the power, if you will. It's not up to these, you know, these kids anymore. And you know, who knows what happened behind the scenes with Cam's agent and going to Texas, but I agree with the tweet I saw today. You can also not only hate the agent, but you can hate the player too. And as far as I'm concerned, if we have to play Cam Coleman in any type of situation, I hope Xavier Atkins or somebody lights him up on some type of route. I don't care if it's targeting. I don't care what it is. I know that's harsh, but you don't say something like that when you were the face of the team for so long and so loved. And, you know, he's acting like he did so much good for Auburn when he didn't really do jack squat, to be honest with you. It's such a dumbass comment. It's insane. The intellect on this man is zero in this situation. I don't know why he would say it. I don't know if it was an agent thing, like, hey, you should say this and, you know, start something to get some headline buzz. Do you get your name back in the media? I don't know. But it just seemed like he said it out of turn for no reason. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm sure if, you know, there's a situation where Auburn plays Texas, I'm sure the defense will remember that comment and do everything they can to take his head off. And I hope they do.
Yeah. And
but that's just me.
An angle I want to go with this is, and again, I don't agree with the comment. I don't think he should have said it like in the front. Mm-hmm. I just don't think he should have said it. But I think a lot of players that do enter the portal and do leave, especially in today's day and era of
right.
the portal, I don't think a lot of players find it that hard to leave wherever they are. I don't think it's like, oh, I really don't want to leave, but I need to. Like, I think if there's more money somewhere or there's a better opportunity, like, all right, bye, I'm gone. It's not hard to leave. But I would kind of want to use this example of Jackson Arnold as a similar situation. Now, I don't think Jackson Arnold ever came out and said this. And what makes this situation so bad is because he said this. But
right.
for the Jackson Arnold situation was he had a horrible offense around him, a horrible wide receiver core, kind of like Cam didn't have a good quarterbacks. Jackson didn't have good receivers at Oklahoma. So he was like, at the end of the day, it's just best if I get out. This is not working for me. The things here are not going to help me be better. I just need to leave. So he did. And he came to Auburn. And a lot of Oklahoma fans are like, look, we get it, Jackson. Like, it sucks it didn't work out with you. It sucks that we wish you could have been that guy. Clearly, the situation around you wasn't great. We don't blame you for this. Like, it sucks. We wish you the best of luck at Auburn. I hope you're great. Clearly, that didn't pan out. And now he's at UNLV. But I think it's a similar situation where, and it's showing that, like, he didn't say this, what Cam said, but I think it was probably a similar situation where Jackson probably didn't find it that hard to leave Oklahoma because his situation was so bad there that he was like, I need to, like, this is important for me to get out. And I think it could be a similar situation for Cam. Now, again, there's still that counter argument of he was going to have Byram this year, but it just, the damage was already done. That's just, that's like my perspective on that.
No, and I see where you're coming from. But Jackson didn't go out of his way to like take a fat deuce on Auburn like Cam did.
Oh,
for no reason. Agree.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think Cam should have said it. I see where he's coming from.
Like, literally, we had moved on.
It was
like,
unnecessary
It was an unnecessary comment. We had moved on. We're talking about A-Day. We're already looking to the future. We're, you know, excited with Golish and, you know, Byron Brown and the receivers that we have here. And then, you know, here comes Cam Coleman screwing around the corner and just like throws water balloons at us and drives off. It's like, whoa. Why are you showing back up here for no reason? Like, what's the point of saying this? You know what I mean? So I don't know if it's something to stay relevant in the media.
What are you trying to get out of saying this?
Yeah, I don't know if it's his agent trying to get him to stay relevant in the media, because the only thing that he's been shown, at least in my timeline, is highlights of him catching over-the-shoulder fades or, you know, mossing somebody in practice like he did at Auburn for Texas. So, Texas fan, I'm just letting you know, that happening in a game is very slim. You'll see it in practice all you want, but unless I'm proven different, which I probably feel like I will be with the team that he has around him at Texas.
He's got a quarterback now.
He's got a quarterback. I know that I remember seeing some people on my feed saying that they're worried about Texas offensive line. that's something to look out for. But I think he's in a better quarterback situation for sure. Oh, but
1,000%.
But if you're relying on Cam Coleman to catch a slant for you in like a situation where you need it on the goal line, don't expect him to catch it. You're going to have your heart broken because he is incompetent and unclutch when the lights are so bright because he crumbled like a saltine cracker in the Iron Bowl. So
it is funny that his last moment at Auburn was a fumble in the Iron Bowl. The mm-hmm. biggest game of the year for the state of Alabama.
It's quite
comical.
And possibly the biggest game in college football. You know what I mean? I'm talking about Joel Klatt.
Biggest rivalry. You argue with the wall, it's the biggest rivalry.
Yeah, it is. Joel Klatt saying that the Michigan-Ohio State game is the biggest rivalry. I'm sorry, sir. We've had fan bases from opposing schools poison property for us. I don't care if Connor Stallions had some sign stealing ring or not. You had people literally like trying to take trees out. Like, come on. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, talk about a next level of petty. You're like, I'm gonna poison their trees. They put a jersey on a statue of a coach. I'm poisoning their trees. Like, what?
You had too much bandy in me.
You could have done anything else, brother. Anything else.
That 30 for 30.
A jersey on a statue is not even committing a crime. He's like, I'm about to one-up you, but watch out. I'm about to poison your trees. Golly,
you would have thought we set Brian Denny on fire with that response, but
really, like honestly, yeah. Like, bro,
what was his name? Harvey Updike, where he was like, "There's just too much Bama in me." Oh my God, like, man,
bro, actually bled. I mean, crimson, literally. I mean, like,
yeah.
Golly.
Well, good riddance. Anyway, you know what else is a good decision? That's not poisoning trees.
AUShirts.com.
Go to AUShirts.com and get all the gear from your favorite shows at the barn, including the t-shirts and hoodies and hats you see on your screen. There's also some cups as well. We add new styles weekly. We're working on adding some other things in regards to this show, so keep an eye out for that. And if you have anything from AUShirts.com, support it at A-Day and come and see us. We'll talk about that here in a minute. But again,
Kyle wears a book hat all the time.
Yeah, I know. So, and I know I've been talking to somebody that ordered a Boog, either hat or t-shirt. I can't remember now. But again, that's AUShirts.com for everything barn that you want to support and sport and wear at a day or even at a game, regardless if it's football, basketball, or baseball, or women's tennis, or whatever it is, equestrian, swimming, gymnastics.
And when you're done at AUShirts.com.
Mm-hmm.
Head on over to buyauburn.com. That's right.
Heck yeah.
Be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere, all over the country. If you're an Auburn fan and you own your own business, head to buyauburn.com and sign up today to put your business on the website so that Auburn fans all over the country can see your company on there and come shop with you. And if you're just looking to support an Auburn fan, go to buyauburn.com as well. And you can find tons of different companies all over the country that are run by Auburn people. A great example is that if you're heading to, Atlanta for the Baylor-Auburn game and you want to go to a restaurant or a bar, go to buyauburn.com and see if there's any restaurants or bars in the area that are run and owned by Auburn people. It's a great way to support the family, great way to meet Auburn fans. So go to buyauburn.com to either sign up your company today or go find a company on there.
Yeah, I really like that concept of the website. I really do. I think it's a really cool, it's almost like an index for local businesses that people that either went to Auburn or from Auburn. It's great to support. So I highly encourage you to check that out for sure, especially if you're going to be traveling anytime soon, like Graham was saying, for the Baylor game, for example, is just one.
And it's more than just like restaurants and bars. It's like,
yeah, it's
insurances. There's like a deer feed company.
Real estate.
Real estate. Literally any company, like it doesn't matter what you do, any company you can think of, any company that you own, put it on buyauburn.com because you never know, there's an Auburn fan out there that needs your line of business. There could always be somebody. So go ahead and put your company on there and maybe you'll get some Auburn fan business. So that would be awesome.
Yeah, the Auburn family would definitely show you love for sure. That's for sure. So
yeah.
Again, that is buyauburn.com.
Yeah. Help spread the word.
For sure.
You know somebody that's an Auburn fan, tell them about the website and let's try to get this to as many people as possible. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, have like a full on just index of the Auburn family sharing their businesses and supporting their businesses, because at the end of the day, That's what it's all about. So, again, that is buyauburn.com for those that were trying to figure out what it is. So, again, buyauburn.com and AUShirts.com. Go support those two. We're very thankful for their partnership with The Barn and The Barn Social Hour. Graham, let's move on from the bum that Cam Coleman is to something more positive and lighthearted. A-Day. A-Day is around the corner. You almost got me again. Carl Weezer. Goodness gracious. For those that don't understand what I'm talking about, there, I think it was two episodes ago now, Graham did that mid-ad read, and it took me out because it sounded like Carl Weezer from Jimmy Neutron, and I just can't unhear it. So, but yeah, A-Day is around the corner. It is Wednesday, April 15th, as we're recording this. A-Day is the 18th, and guys, we have an announcement. We're going to have a tailgate on campus, and we couldn't be more excited.
It's official. We've been talking about it.
Officially official. It is going to be by the Student Center. You see the picture there. We're going to be in a white tent near, I think, like, it's obviously by the Student Center, but that spot right there, isn't it like a bus stop or the transit stop?
Yeah, so what you see right there on that brick is a bus stop. What Kyle told me was right, it's correct. We're going to be in this rectangle tent. Here, not the square tent, not the big square tent, but I think the rectangle tent. But yeah, it's going to be, you know, me, Hunter, Dap, Zach, Kyle, we're all going to be there. So
come say hello.
Just come say hey.
Come say hello. Come celebrate.
No Brad Law.
No Brad Law. We're sad.
He will be in Florida.
Yeah. But we will be there, and we would love to meet every single one of you guys. And again, if you want to support The Barn, go to AUShirts.com and you know, wear your gear and support The Barn. Come say hello, and we'll all you know, live it up on A-Day, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But what I like about A-Day in this
let me one more little bit of information about it. Yeah. I think it will start around 10 o'clock. I think I said that's when he'll get there. I'll probably get there around the same time. Maybe a little bit later than that. But it'll be from about 10 to when we go in for the game. So, okay. I think the game's at 2 o'clock or something like that. So, So that's a good, 4 hours? So come by and check it out.
Again, and it's free admission to go into the A-Day game, which is cool. Yeah. So you can come hang out with us, and then we'll all walk over to the game, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So, again, we're excited to do that. It's going to be a lot of fun. But what I'm more excited about is how this new turning of, you know, a different chapter, if not a different book, of inviting former players back home to Auburn. And one of those players, Jared Stidham, former quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Is going.
I need a sound. I need a button of that. You where do. It's just me going.
You do.
Oh, yeah.
You can probably record it on the Rodecaster thing, to be honest with you. But Jared Stidham is going to be, I think, according to the Post, this is from the locker room. Yeah, and not the football team locker room. Let's preface this. Not the football team locker room, the store, the locker room. It's over there in Toomer's Corner. Downtown Auburn. So it's on the same side as like Little Italy and Taco Mama and all that. It's like at the very corner. There's a red light. Yeah. But it's going to be cool to see him back.
He'll be there 10 to 12?
I think. Yeah, so if you want to go support Jared and go, I guess it's like a meet and greet type of thing.
I want to.
I kind of want to as well. So if you want to do that,
or maybe you'll see Hunter and I there.
Yeah, you might see us there too. I would love to meet Jared Stidham. He was one of my favorite quarterbacks come through Auburn, and the fact that him and 100%. Bo are on the same roster in the NFL with the Broncos just makes me so happy. It does.
I just want to get a picture with them.
Yeah, me too. But if you end up going to that and, you know, doing meet and greet with Jared Stidham, get his autograph, come on over to The Barn tailgate after that as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait for A-Day. I'm excited to see this team in action, in full pads in the stadium in Jordan-Hare with the fans just kind of soaking in all the electric vibes that are going to be up. So it's going to be
crazy news.
Crazy news.
This has nothing to do with Auburn. But okay. Justin Hokanson retweeted it, so I'm gonna say it.
Okay, might as well.
Breaking news, a jury has found Live Nation and Ticketmaster to be an illegal monopoly that overcharges fans. After the federal government settled the case, 34 states kept pursuing the giant ticket and concert company. Now the states have won.
Wow. Yikes.
That is so true. Yikes. That is so true. I mean, Ticketmaster.
Yikes. Oh, man. Dude, that's going to shake.
I mean, like, that's the only place you can get tickets. Like, legit. It's just like Ticketmaster. That's it. And
StubHub, SeatGeek, all that.
Insane. It's just insane.
That is crazy. But some other Auburn related news. Auburn kicker, and this is awesome because I know this guy, been to church with him, friends with him, and I couldn't be more happier for him that he's getting another shot. Former Auburn kicker Anders Carlson has been signed by the Birmingham Stallions. That let's give a round of applause for Anders Carlson. That's just big. Let's go. That's big. I could. Yeah. There we go. That way, Anders. That way, Durs. But I'm excited to see him finally get another shot. I know that he had a little stint in the NFL there for the Packers for a little bit, and then I believe the Niners as well. So his brother's still killing it right now for the Raiders. So I'm very excited to see him get a chance with the Stallions.
And on top of that, if you live in the Birmingham area and you aren't going to A-Day when you should, but if you're not, it's the Birmingham Stallions home opener.
Yes, it is.
This Saturday at 3 p.m. They're playing the Orlando Storm, and Anders will be playing. So go to that again. Gucci Mane is the halftime show.
All right. Yeah, I think he's doing like a halftime concert, like straight up.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
So if you're interested in that, go check out, go support the Stallions. Tickets are, according to SeatGeek, tickets are starting at $17. So go check out that. Go support the Stallions. It should be fun.
Yeah, I saw Birmingham's getting was it Usher and Chris Brown too? Not at the Stallions game, but I think at the amphitheater at the BJCC. I'm not sure. It's like part of their tour.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So there a lot's entertainment wise going on in Birmingham, which is cool to see for sure. Because for those that are listening,
Nate Bargatze, and I'm really jealous.
My parents and I love Nate Bargatze, the Tennessee kid. We love Nate. Nate, if you're watching this, we're big fans. I doubt you're listening or watching, but
I'd bet my entire bank account that he's not watching.
Same. I'll bet my whole Venmo balance, which is $2, that he's not watching.
I will sell my entire podcast setup and stop doing this show if he's watching.
Oh gosh. But I'm excited about A-Day. I'm excited to see you guys there. If you're watching and listening, please come say hello. Or if you see me, Graham, or Kyle, or anybody, please come say hey. Don't hesitate. We would love to meet y'all. We're very thankful for y'all and thankful that we get to do this every day.
I just had the urge it's a lot of fun. To bark when you did that. I don't know why.
To bark.
Yeah, because you say come see us, and I was like, oh, I was thinking in my head, I won't bite, but then I had the urge to bark.
Well,
am I turning into a
rest assured? Oh, rest assured, I don't know. You need to go get checked or something. Yeah. I can assure you that neither me or Graham or Kyle, Zach or Dap will bark or bite. So please come say hello.
I can't guarantee that. I'm just kidding.
Depending on what kind of mood Graham's in, he might bark or bite. We'll see. We don't know. But
I won't bite. I might bark.
Yeah, but that being said, will not bark at you. No, I hope not. But that being said, I don't have anything else. You got anything?
Nope.
Cool. Well, again, it's unfortunate that Cam Coleman said what he said, because he was one of my favorite players to come through Auburn. And up until about, I don't know, we got the message about this about an hour and a half ago. So just, it's sad. And I've always liked Eric Singleton better anyway. So I know he left too, but he never trashed Auburn on his way out. So.
Well, he tricked us and be like, I'm going to go pro. And we're like, oh, yay, cool. And he's like, psych, I'm going back to college. And I was like, oh, come on.
Well, I think it had more to do with his draft grade and his agent. 100%. Yeah, his agent and former wide receiver coach. And
Marcus Davis is at
Florida. Yeah, is at Florida. So it makes
sense. He would have gotten more money from Florida than he would from the draft. So
I'm not holding that against him.
It was just funny.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. Like, I know that I said this with Cam Coleman. If we play him, he's, you know, going to be tiger meat in terms of the defense. But I know Eric Singleton plays on Florida. We play Florida this year. I understand that. But he is one of my favorite players in college football right now, regardless if he's in an Auburn uniform or not. Loved him at Georgia Tech. Loved him at Auburn.
He's not even though
he
was
severely, that's fair, severely underutilized at Auburn. But yeah, he is tiger meat. So excited regardless, though, for the season. Football is just around the corner. I know it's April, but, you know.
I hope Fred Gaskin locks him down.
Yeah, I think he will. I think he will. So yeah, with that being said, I'm ranting now at this point, but I don't have anything else. Graham doesn't have anything else. If you like what you're listening to and watching, please subscribe to The Barn for anything and everything Auburn sports related, including the podcast you're listening to now, The Barn Social Hour. We also have the Top Button Podcast with Kyle Rush, aka Charlie Five. You have Village Vice with Zach Blackerby and Brad Law, and the baseball show with Lindsey Crosby, Zach Black, and Brad Law, and occasionally Sun DeShera. So many names, so many titles. My goodness gracious. And it's hump day as well. Happy hump day, everybody. I'm struggling, as you can tell, and a little frustrated.
Hump day?
Mike, guess what day it is? No, I'm just kidding. But that being said, we will see you guys next time. Everyone have a great rest of your night. And as always, War Damn. We'll see you next time.